You're listening to the F.C. Tucker Bloomington Realtors House to Home Show on WGCL, proudly sponsored by Menards on Liberty Drive in Bloomington and Panama Property Service. Make one call for your home improvement needs. Call Panama Property Service, PPS, at 812-369-9696. And now, your hosts, Nancy Baldwin and Brian Thompson.
Hello and welcome to House to Home. I'm Brian Thompson with FC Tucker Bloomington Realtors, and my co-host Nancy Baldwin is out today, so I hope she's having a good time. I'm excited about our special guest today because it's someone I know really well. It's Amy Swain, and Amy is the events coordinator and Lemonade Day City Director for Boys and Girls Clubs of Bloomington. Welcome, Amy.
Welcome. Thank you. I'm glad to be here, Brian.
It's a mouthful.
It is. Say that three times real fast.
Just trying to say lemonade three times like that was rough. So there's a lot of stuff going on with the Boys and Girls Club, and you've got a couple special events that we wanted to make sure we talked about today and promoted.
Absolutely. We've got Butterfly Kisses Dance coming up and also Lemonade Day itself.
So let's talk about this Butterfly Kisses Dance, because I will tell you, I've seen all kinds of things going on Facebook, and I mean, I know what this event is, so why don't you tell our you know, listeners, what is Butterfly Kisses? What's the dance?
Butterfly Kisses Dance was brought to our area by a former program director for our Lincoln Street Club. When he and his family moved into the area, his daughter said, "When are we going to go to the daddy-daughter dance?" And that's it. So they brought it here, and it fit in with the mission of the Boys and Girls Clubs. And so we've been doing it. This is now the eighth year.
Wow.
For this event.
I didn't realize that had been that long. Wow.
Yeah. So it's a wonderful event. It's a time for fathers and daughters, or a girl and her father figure, or positive male role model, or just positive adult in some cases, to come and have a night where they feel special.
Right.
And that helps them build self-confidence and self-esteem. And anytime you can do that with a young person, especially a young girl, it's worthwhile.
Right, definitely. And I think, I mean, I have a lot of friends who take their daughters and other young family members, you know, female family members to this dance and make a really, really special event of it.
It is. It's wonderful. This year, the theme is Under the Sea.
We'll
expect to see girls as princesses and the Little Mermaid and just whatever their imagination can come up with.
It makes me wish I had a daughter.
I know. Me too.
Maybe we should borrow one.
I could for that night.
I could. Well, I mean, I even know about, you remember the story from last year? There was a gentleman at one of the clubs. Can you tell that story?
I don't know that story.
The gentleman who worked at one of the clubs, he was a volunteer, and there were several little girls who didn't have a positive role model, male role model, to take them to the dance. Mm-hmm. And he got them, and I believe he may have helped them get some things to wear and took them out to dinner and then took them to the dance.
That does not surprise me at all. This is such a wonderful community, and for a gentleman to step up like that and provide that special night for little girls, I'm not surprised.
Yeah, I just love it. And he was a volunteer. He was one of our IU volunteers at the club, and it was just, I'm like, oh, love that.
It just tugs on your heartstrings.
Oh, it does. It just makes it even better. So when is the Butterfly Kiss Dance?
The Butterfly Kisses Dance this year is on Saturday, April 9th.
Okay.
It's going to be from 5 to 7 p.m.
Wonderful.
Because the target age is like 6 to 16.
Right.
Now we have some younger girls who come, and we have some girls who come back year after year, even college age, that come back and still want to spend that time with their dad. Yeah. And so, but it's 5 to 7 p.m.
Okay.
And it's going to be held at the Warehouse.
Oh, nice.
Yes, nice event venue down there on South Rogers Street. Mm-hmm. Now, attendance is free. It doesn't cost anything to attend the dance. But we do have limited space.
Okay.
And so I would encourage everyone who's interested in coming to go ahead and get registered.
Okay.
And they can do that at bkd2016.splashthat.com.
Okay.
We had more than 500 people attend last year.
Right.
And we're probably, I don't know, 2/3 to 3/4 of the way there.
Oh,
so that's why you need to get registered.
Yeah.
So
go ahead and give that address again, please.
Okay. It's BKD, that's like Butterfly Kisses Dance, BKD 2016 splash that.com.
Another not necessarily just special event, but a big event for you.
Big event.
Is Lemonade Day.
Mm-hmm.
So tell us a little about what is Lemonade Day. I'm sure lots of people see lots of information about it around town, but what is Lemonade Day?
Lemonade Day is a really wonderful program that teaches young kids mm-hmm. how to own and operate their own business mm-hmm. using the time-tested model of a lemonade stand.
Okay.
And so if they want to learn all these entrepreneurial lessons about customer service,
right.
marketing their product, marketing their location,
okay.
They learn about handling money.
Right.
They also learn about their product line and pricing. And there's just a lot of wonderful lessons, including financial literacy,
okay.
Which I know is a kind of a hot topic now in,
sure.
in the country. But we're doing it right here in Monroe County with Lemonade Day.
So whose bright idea was this Lemonade Day?
It was actually started by a Hoosier.
Oh.
He lives down in Texas now,
okay.
but his daughter wanted to buy a turtle. And rather than just give her the money,
right.
He said that she would need to earn it
okay.
and that he would help her. And she hit on the idea of a lemonade stand.
Sure.
And so he thought, what a wonderful learning experience it was for her and mm-hmm. her friends that helped.
Right.
And he wanted to bring this to other children across the country.
Okay.
So he started Lemonade Day.
Wow.
And it has spread throughout the country. There are several hundred cities
right.
That do Lemonade Day.
Okay.
And it came to our community through learning about it at an economic development conference.
Oh, nice.
And so the director brought it back and asked the Boys and Girls Clubs
okay.
if we would host the program. And
okay.
so that's what we do. It's one of our two community outreach programs.
Excellent. So if somebody wants to be involved, kind of can you walk us through the process? If I have a child or a young person that I want to be involved with is, what's the process of getting involved with Lemonade Day?
That's what makes it so easy, Brian. You can just register online
okay.
at bloomington.lemonadeday.org.
Okay.
You can come to one of our tabling events. We have
oh,
several
nice.
Different tabling events throughout the community, so we bring it to you.
Nice. Okay.
Once you register, you can get a backpack,
mm-hmm.
a workbook, and a Lemonade Day t-shirt with the word entrepreneur across the front with a definition, because some of the kids have trouble saying it, let
oh,
alone
sure.
knowing what it means.
Us adults have a hard time
pronouncing well, yeah.
it too.
And the mentors get a
okay.
t-shirt too that says mentor, so they're
right.
included in this process as
okay.
well, because we want this to be the adults working with the kids
right.
to make sure that they're successful.
Sure.
The wonderful thing about the Lemonade Day program, though, is the workbook.
Okay.
It is a full curriculum already developed, and it takes you through the steps that you need to be successful.
Wow.
So you create your plan
mm-hmm.
so that you can reach your goal. You got to set your goal first.
Got to have a business plan.
Right.
Yep.
And then you work the plan, and then you kind of evaluate and celebrate mm-hmm. afterwards. And like I said, it's just step by step. What is your financial goal?
Okay.
What is your learning goal
okay.
or goals?
Right.
How are you going to reach that goal? So what's your recipe going to be? How much is that going to cost?
Okay.
How much are you going to have to sell your lemonade for in order to make back that cost plus a little bit of profit?
Sure.
So like I said, wonderful lessons that are going to translate them when they go to get a mortgage
right.
or remodel their home
right.
or something like that,
yeah,
buy a car.
All those types of things.
Mm-hmm. And so then it also has several different things where you can do role playing.
Okay.
So you have to role play talking to strangers and asking them if they want to buy your lemonade and answer their questions.
Right.
You also get to take field trips
oh.
because you have to go and buy the supplies that
okay.
you needed to
sure.
build your stand
right.
and
oh.
to make your lemonade
okay.
and maybe marketing and advertising supplies. Mm-hmm. You
sure.
get to draw a picture of what you think your stand should look like.
Okay.
You get to name your stand.
Wow.
So you think about slogans and what to name your product.
Mm-hmm.
And it's just, like I said, the lessons that the kids learn through this free program
right. yeah, free.
It's just amazing.
Once again, it's free.
Yes, it's free.
Well, we're going to take a real quick break, and we'll be right back with Amy Swain talking about Lemonade Day.